I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're rolling the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard magazine Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending August 10th, 2013. We only get one new song this week, but oh, what a song it is. That's on the way. For now, let's begin at the beginning in 5th place, where Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams slide a slot with Get Lucky. Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams drop a notch to number 5 with Get Lucky, likely ending their quest for their first Hot 100 singles win. No matter, their Random Access Memory album hit the jackpot here in the United States, while Get Lucky went all the way in more than 20 countries, from Australia to Iceland. Also retreating a slot is Imagine Dragons. Lead singer Dan Reynolds says they used to play to half-empty casino showrooms in Las Vegas. How times have changed. We'll catch up after the song. Imagine Dragons drops a notch to number 4 with Radioactive from their album Night Visions. After becoming stars in their native Las Vegas, Nevada, these 4 guys are now world headliners. This weekend, they perform at the Summer Sonic Festival in Japan, and after that, it's on to Europe and the UK. Miley Cyrus joins the crowd on the down escalator as We Can't Stop dips a slot to number 3. Miley got a little defensive this week. Details are on the way. Miley Cyrus paves the way for her upcoming 4th studio album with We Can't Stop, this week dipping a notch to 3rd place. Speaking to Notion magazine, 20-year-old Miley says despite her provocative videos and outfits, she's not sleazy. In fact, she declares herself one of the hardest working young celebrities. Miley says she's just living her dreams right now. So why have all our songs been dropping? Here's why. One Direction scores a huge debut in 2nd place with Best Song Ever. And we dance all night to the best song ever. We knew it every night. Now I can't remember how it goes, but I know that I won't forget her. But we dance all night to the best song ever. One Direction crashes into the Hot 100 in 2nd place with the modestly titled Best Song Ever. Harry Styles and his crew are touring the United States through Saturday, and then next month they head for Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. It's good to be Robin Thicke. Why? I'll break down the numbers after Blurred Lines featuring T.I. and Pharrell. Robin Thicke extends his chart domination to 8 weeks with Blurred Lines featuring T.I. and Pharrell. Not only is it the longest-running number one single of the year here in the United States, Robin also has the new number one album in the United Kingdom. That's it for now, but we'll convene next week for a new hit list. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.